Welcome to this demonstration of using Type to Siri on Mac OS High Sierra 10.13 and iOS 11. And for this demo, I'm going to be using both my MacBook Pro with Touch Bar and my iPhone 8 Plus. So let me just go and show you how you turn them on and use them. And then I want to show you how you then can use your AirPods that allows you then to use speech to text, even though you've got Type to Siri turned on both the Mac and the iOS device, i.e. the iPhone. All right, so first of all, I'm going to go to my desktop.
Desktop.
So the normal way of using Siri, of course, on the Mac is just FN spacebar. What is the time?
At the tone, the time will be 4:38 p.m. Beep.
Okay, and let me just...
Escape button.
Tap on escape.
Finder.
Okay, and of course, I changed my hotkey for... Siri to FN spacebar. All right, let's go to Doc. System preferences.
System preferences, Finder, system preferences, window, toolbar, leaving toolbar, general button, accessibility button.
Let's go
button.
To accessibility.
Empty.
I just pressed
scroll
A.
Area.
And if I press tab.
Leaving toolbar, accessibility features, table.
There's the table, type in SI for Siri.
Siri.
Press tab.
Leaving cell. Enable type to Siri, unchecked, checkbox.
Enable type to Siri, checkbox, spacebar.
Checked, enable type to Siri, checkbox.
And if I just do VR left arrow.
Enable type to Siri if you would like to type your Siri requests rather than speaking them. Siri will still beep and listen for voice input when activated from a headset.
Okay, so when activated from a headset, Siri will still listen to you, or you can still use type to Siri. So let me just leave that system preferences running. I'm just going to do Shift VID to get it back to my desktop.
Desktop group.
All right, so this time if I do FN spacebar.
Siri, window.
Okay, and I do what is the time?
Time, question. Interesting question, David.
Really? What is the time?
Time, question. What? The time is 4:40 p.m.
Okay, and what is the date?
Date. What? It's Thursday, the 5th of October, 2017.
And of course, if I go back with VR left arrow, control option left arrow.
Help, my conversation, scroll area.
There's my conversation with Siri, then I'm typing,
in
interact.
Conversation, scroll area. Seven items. Why is the time? Interesting question. What is the time? The time is 4:40 p.m. Clock. Snippet. What is the date? It's Thursday, the 5th of October, 2000.
Okay, and then of course, I can interact.
Help button. Type to Siri, edit text.
And I can say goodbye. Or I can do open Safari.
Safari. How to export iMovie to iPhones.
Okay, etc., etc. All right, so let me grab my AirPods here. And you're going to lose speech on the recordings. The speech is going to go to my AirPods. Okay, so my AirPods are on. Heard the normal vump sound, so it's connected. Now if I double tap on my right AirPod, what is the time? Okay, the time will be 4:41, and double tap again. What is the date? Okay, it's Thursday, the 5th of October, 2017. Now read my screen with voiceover. I've got in focus Type to Siri, so I can still say, what is the time? Okay, I get the normal time response back. I'm just going to take my AirPods off. Okay, let me command tab back around to System Preferences.
System Preferences, Accessibility, Window, Enable Type to Siri, Checked, Checkbox.
And because it's still in focus, I can spacebar on it.
Unchecked, Enable Type to Siri, Checkbox.
And Command Q.
Finder. iMovie.
And FN spacebar. What is the date?
It's Thursday.
And I'm back to normal.
5th of October, 2017. All right,
let me just escape that. All right, so let's do the same thing on the iPhone. Open accessibility settings.
Let's take a look at the accessibility settings. Settings. General.
And click through to Siri.
Access, vision, voice, zoom, magnif, display, speed, larger, hold, button, increase, reduce, on slap, interact, switch, assisted, touch a comment, home button, Siri, button.
Double tap on Siri.
Selected, accessibility, back button, Siri, heading, type to Siri, off, on.
So that was type to Siri and it was currently off. I double tap on it to turn it on. So now if I invoke Siri by holding down my home button, and I wish it would say type to Siri, but it doesn't. flip back to left.
Text field is editing.
There's our normal type to Siri. So if I grab my keyboard and I type in what is the time.
The time is 4:47 p.m.
And of course I can also type in open mail, etc., etc. All right, so that's all good. Now let's try the other test that we did on the Mac with the headphones. So I'm going to grab my AirPods again, second pair, hopefully, because I've just put the boxes down next to each other, and of course they're exactly the same. My braille label's fallen off. All right, so I've got the traditional voomp sound. Let me invoke Siri again by holding my home button. Let me type this time. So what is the time? Yep, I got the time, and if I double tap on my AirPods, what is the time? Yep, that works. Now, if I read on the screen with my keyboard, I can still read for my conversation with Siri. And I've gone back to the text field. Let me just do what is the time. Okay, I get the normal time response back. Let me just take my AirPods off. I can now put my keyboard away and grab my iPhone again.
Page 2 of 3.
And go into settings.
Page, house, settings. Settings. Voice feedback. Heading. Always on. Control with ring switch.
So let me just always flip on. Back voice left.
Type to Siri. Accessibility. Siri. Type to Siri. On.
And I'm going to turn that off. So there we go. So let me just press the home button. Settings. Make sure everything's back to normal. Hello, Siri.
Hey, David.
Thank you. So yes, you can definitely use Type to Siri on the Mac with High Sierra 10.13 and iOS 11. That'll do for this particular demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.